come to tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Executive Chef Fred Genovese and his guests will cook and saute. They share their food and they share their recipes. Kevin Jenkins, he's a fat man, jumping in on the pots and pans. So don't touch that dial if you please. Chef and the fat man, Chef and the fat man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Oh, welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. Oh, my goodness. The place is heating up here as we have more excitement and are providing more culinary excitement for you. I mean, already in the first hour, you had the incredible bacon and cheddar stuffed mushrooms with a splash, a dollop, a dash of hot squeeze.
How about a squeeze?
Well, okay.
That was kind of easy, but...
Well, that was too easy. You know, come on, be a little creative. And then, Chef Red...
Always use a condiment.
Really, always use a condiment. It's the only way to ensure safe cooking. Mushroom toast was the second thing, so he was on a mushroom kick for the first part of the show. But then we actually met and introduced you to the original Hot Squeeze, and that is Sue Sullivan of Hot Squeeze, and she explained how the name of the company came about. She shared the history, and before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about co-packing. And for those of you, I know, those of you who aren't, who could care less, we know you could care less, so we're going to tell you anyway. And for those of you who would like to know, because many of you are, there's a lot of chefs that listen to the show. A lot of them may know it, some of them don't, but co-packing... Now, tell us the difference between a packer and a co-packer.
I don't know. What is the difference between a packer and a co-packer?
Well, if I knew, I wouldn't ask you. You're doing it.
A packer's the one who, after you've sent in the original recipe, formulates it to be the mass quantity. And then a co-packer is one who also takes the product and works with it and gets it into other locations as well.
Now, you said co-packer. Okay, now you went to a co-packer.
I just made that up. I have no idea.
I went to a co-packer. So, and I get phone calls all the time from people who want to get, they've got a great sauce, they have a great barbecue sauce.
Who doesn't?
Right. You know, a lot of people out there have a product that they want to put on the market. Mm-hmm. And I talk to them all the time. And what I tell them is, okay, you know.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. you have to find somebody who's going to put your product into a package.
Right.
Otherwise, you find a kitchen that is certified and you can go that route and then you're sticking on the labels yourself, which you can do too. But if
I know people
who
do it.
Right. And a lot of people do that. So, but a co-packer is somebody who takes your recipe that you had started in your kitchen probably, uh-huh. and then they are able to bump it up to make it, you know, in hundreds of gallons at a time.
Right.
So that's what a co-packer does.
And so now you've got your second. When is this officially released yet?
No.
The new one?
No.
So this is like we're getting the first taste.
Exactly.
Wow. And this is really nice. It's, you know, it's great to start out small and then just develop. The Orange Ginger Zing is the newest product, not yet on the market. We've actually had a chance to try it. Literally, you were at the co-packer last night. Basically.
Pretty much.
Actually, yeah.
I was there. They they were bottling this sauce at 4:45 a.m. So I stumble out of bed, drive over to my co-packer, throw on my pretty hairnet, and with my sheet marks all over my face.
Yes.
And watch as they produce this product. And I'll tell you what, watching all those bottles being filled and coming one after another. I mean, it's a little like that episode of I Love Lucy and Lucy
and the chocolate factory.
Yeah. Like, you're so excited when the first one comes off, and then all of a sudden they keep coming.
And you start looking at it, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching,
right,
cha-ching.
Right.
Well, you know, that's the beauty of it. I mean, it's like anything else. You know, the old adage, you got to spend money to make money, could be no more true than in the spice and sauce business. And you've made the leap. The leap of faith has been good for you, obviously, because you've designed a second baby that is, I'm sure, will be as successful, if not more so, than even the first. And so that's pretty exciting. Sue Sullivan of Hot Squeeze. And Chef Fred, I got to tell you, your first two recipes, bacon cheddar stuffed mushrooms and mushroom toast, were absolutely delicious. Good. I got to say, on a scale of 1 to 10, it would be
10.
Which means?
Each and every time Kevin eats it, he's going to say,
wow!
10 times.
That's it. That's it. A wow factor of 10.
I like doing a show like this where I get to eat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, we like it, too, because we're using your sauce. We ain't paying you squat for it. So, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. So you get to eat. We get to eat your sauce
Perfect.
For free.
Perfect.
But anyway, Chef Fred, I was really, when you told me the first two recipes, I thought, no, could it be? Could this be the week? Could this be the one time he takes the eeny out of our existence? No. You had
kinda.
To throw. Yeah, it's not an eeny per se, but it comes from the same strain of eenies. It is the Italian cuisine. You come up now with recipe three today, Tuscan bean capel.
You know, it, Kevin, this is just another easy appetizer. I got to flip this bacon for the chicken breast. White Great Northern beans, cannelli beans, a little bit of tomato, salt, pepper, some feta cheese. There's a twist for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
A little feta.
It's a little bit. And all we're going to do is we've heated this up, let it simmer. Taking off the heat, we toasted up some bread.
Yes.
Not toast. You toast bread.
Yes. Nice. We learn something new every week,
you know,
on Chef and the Fat Man.
And that one got a little too bready, so we'll
yes.
just flip it over for the picture. There you go. That looks good. It's always two sides to everything. You know, this one's not going to quite work because it's going to fall through when you put that in there. That's why, well, there's a joke, but I'm not going to go there with it. And you're just going to put that on there as a canapé. You could use a different smaller type baguette that's smaller round, cut on the bias. That's why these are so big. So when people get this, they would go, oh, my God, I can only eat one. And that's
nobody we know.
Well, Sue, maybe.
Well, yeah,
hey,
that's
I've
right.
I've been eating everything here, right?
You have.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Please, but they've all been.
Oh, my God, she might be at 98 pounds.
Oh, you think?
She's
not possible.
Lose that. No, I'm right there with you. So,
well, not at 98 pounds, you aren't.
No, that's true.
Okay, but anyway, this is one of these. Let's, you know, Sue was a caterer. You were a caterer. So you guys
yeah.
could hit,
yeah,
swap catering stories.
Uh-huh.
But
and nightmares.
Yeah, the nightmares of catering, yes. Everybody thinks, oh, I could do it. I
go
just
ahead.
Throw a few. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Especially in a market where everybody's, where there are 10,000 caterers.
Yeah.
And they all want the business. And then you talk about sauces. Now.
Wait, I was going to say, I always say I gave up the lucrative business of catering
yeah.
to do this business.
No wonder you're laughing.
She didn't learn the first time, obviously.
That's right.
Nothing
in fact,
personal.
She was bigger than Oprah when she was in the catering business.
Yeah.
And she has been living off the profits ever since. Now, well, you can see. And she's losing even more weight with the sauce business. Now, here's something that most people don't understand.
Right.
You bottle your own, you get your sauce bottled, you turn it into a store. They think, oh, wow, you make a ton of money off of it. You're literally, by the time, explain the process. And then by the time it's done, it's literally a pennies.
Right.
Even if you're lucky enough to get into a big market.
And I have been lucky to get into a big market, and I really wish that all the customers, the consumers, knew this out there. You know, they walk down the grocery aisle, their Publix, whatever, the grocery aisle, and, you know, there's the product at $2.99, and then there's a product, an interesting product, Hot Squeeze, and it's on the shelf at $4.99. And they think, okay, $2.99, $4.99. Well, the reason that my product sits on a shelf at $4.99 is that, first of all, you know, I'm going through the co-packer, but from my co-packer, I have to then go through a distributor, and I have to pay.
And they get their markup.
And they get their markup, and then it goes to the grocery store, and they get their markup. And then there's this other word called slotting fees, which
yes.
to go
Everybody
onto
pays.
A shelf, they want money from you to put your to have that shelf space. So it might be $1,000 to put my one bottle on a shelf.
For 8 inches
for
of shelf,
eight, right? It
four deep,
eight,
five
right.
deep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Everybody pays. Mm-hmm. It's just like anything else. It's all about what location, 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 and that's the same thing in that. You know, people pay money because you know what? I want to be at eye level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be down at the bottom.
So in other words, the eye level spot maybe $1,500 or $2,000, where the bottom of this might be $1,000.
Well, and you'll see, like, all of your crafts and your, you know, Hidden Valley ranch dressings are
high
up there on the shelf.
Predominantly, you know. And it's funny because a lot of the wine stores and such, I'll tell you, is they put a lot of the top grade wines up on top. Then you go to the middle grade or lower end. Then they always slide another row in of high end because you're like, oh, I like that one. And then you get up the register and it's $24.99 for a bottle of Cab. And you're like, I don't want to seem cheap, so I'll just go ahead and get it. Not knowing
that they just slid it in on the $10 shelf.
Well, they didn't necessarily slide it in. It's all about space allocation and what you're willing to pay to get it.
So anyway, Sue, you get to that point, then you've got to make a profit or it doesn't make any sense. So your profits are very small. Your profits are based strictly on volume.
Absolutely on volume. And as I say, you get down to, I've got pennies left on how much I'm making on a bottle. And then they say, okay, well, you have to promote it. So how are you going to promote it? Where's the money to buy your end caps, or where's your money to put it in our flyers? So, you know, as I say, I wish that the consumers out there realize that these specialty products that are on the market are these intriguing, wonderful products. And yes, you might be paying a little bit more for them, but if you don't look at those products, you're going to end up with nothing but
the same generic
sauces. Right.
You know, it's cutthroat, too, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
You know, these companies, and Paul Prudhomme has his own, so it's a little different. But, you know, somebody like Emeril, all his stuff is done by BG Food.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, no secret. Turn the bottle around, packaged by BG, and it's his recipe that they formulate, they put out. He, you know, he's developed, and he's done with it. He's out of it at that point. He just sits back, and the checks roll in.
Just puts his face out there.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. He attends certain events a year. He's got contractual obligations. But, my friends, basically, this is what makes Chef at a Fat Man so absolutely unique and intriguing. Not only do we bring you industry leaders, people who have been in the industry, people who are in the industry, we bring you entrepreneurs. We give you the retail side. We give you the consumer side. We give you the fat man's perspective, the blue-collar guy perspective, and we give you the hoity-toity perspective. We do it all right here in one show. Every 2 hours of every Saturday you invest with us, you get so much more than your return on investment. It costs you nothing to listen to the show, but 2 hours of your time, you get to laugh, you get intrigued, you get a few tears, you get bloody ears, you get all of that and so much more right here on Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. Today, live right from the Big Green Egg Retail Center, it is truly our international home away from home, the place to be in Tucker, Georgia, baby. Welcome back, my friends. Oh, my friends, what a show. Chef and the Fat Man live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center with Sue Sullivan here from Hot Squeeze Barbecue Sauce. Well, really, it's more than that. It's Hot Squeeze Sauce. I think barbecue sauce strictly limits it. Just like if you talk about the Big Green Egg. If you say the Big Green Egg is a grill, tish tosh. The Big Green Egg is
the ultimate cooking vessel.
There we go. Which provides you, of course, with the ultimate cooking experience. But the best thing to know about being here is Emily Robinson is in the house. She has a great post, and she will remind us where that post is. It's food blogging at its best. Now, she did some interesting FBs. See, I'm really hip on the cool vernacular.
Yeah, whatever.
And she was putting her flowers that have already bloomed, some incredible flowers that she has already bloomed already this year. They're gorgeous. Of course, I had some caustic remark that I made about composting. And she came back and she threw me under the bus about composting, which
I thought being thrown under the bus, you're not far from being composted yourself.
Well, that's
true. And
you
make a large pile of compost. That's
yes,
why.
That's right.
Sue, on
that's
the other hand, couldn't do a, you know, a
you couldn't feed a dandelion off of that carcass.
Exactly.
But
however,
anyway,
you and I could sustain the world for a while.
That's right. We could sustain the Botanical Garden of Atlanta for about 6 months.
Exactly.
But anyway, my friends, you've already had two great recipes. You've learned about a great sauce. You've had an opportunity to hear about the trials and tribulations of packing, co-packing, going through all the excitement of watching the bottles come off the line. The first one exciting, the second one almost as exciting, the third one begins to count, the fourth one begins to count even more.
Stop.
You know, it's funny how it goes from the beautiful logo that is Hot Squeeze to how those bottles start whipping by and all you see is dollar sign.
But anyway, my friends, we hope that you got the idea that it's all about supporting the entrepreneurs. Because when you buy the 99-cent Kraft barbecue sauce, which is fine, there's some places and some people that really enjoy it. And you know what? I've had some of their sauces that aren't bad. If you're just going for a cheap, but understand this, you don't get all the pure natural ingredients. You don't get the heart, the sweat, the soul, the creativity, the imagination. Yes?
I think the way to look at this is, and this is not a dig on you.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Kraft.
Yes.
Monster Company.
Yep.
Produces a lot of things.
Yep.
Budweiser.
Now you're getting close to home.
I know, but hear me out now.
All right.
They produce Bud Light, natural, yeah. All that grow stuff.
Stuff, thank you.
Stuff.
Yes.
Okay? Then you get into the microbreweries, and that's kind of what Hot Squeeze is. It's a microbrewery that needs to be supported. Not necessarily that you would support a microbrewery, because you know what you like, you've tried the other ones, mm-hmm. and you still go back to what you like.
That's exactly right.
But you need to give these other ones an opportunity.
That's right. Because
you know what? You don't know what you're missing. It's just like, man, you know what? I really miss driving my Ferrari. Really? No, I never had one, never drove one, so I can't miss it.
Okay.
But when you see these things, branch out a little bit. It's like, gee, you know, I'm going to get a grill. I saw this Charbroil. Maybe I'll branch out and get a Big Green Egg.
But you know, that's just sheer logic.
I understand.
Why would you buy a grill for $500 when you can buy a Big Green Egg for $900 and be able to do 10,000 more things
for a lifetime and be able to do
the things you do and do the excitement, the culinary excitement for your friends, and do it simply, easily, with no hassles, and the money you save on spray bottles, well, I think is great.
Not only that, but the other thing is too, again, get away from the standard beer case and walk over and try maybe a microbrew. Maybe an Atlanta Red Brick Ale or a Blue Moon or a Red Dog or whatever or something. It's the same thing. When you see the sauce on there, don't go, oh my God, it's more money. Well, you know what? So are the microbrews.
Yeah.
You know? But and then you don't know what you're missing. You may taste the Hot Squeeze and go, oh my God, how long has this been around?
This is the best thing I've ever had.
I've been missing this for how long? How long has it been out?
Right.
And I hate to bust your bubble, but there's going to be people go, ain't for me. And that's okay.
You know, that's absolutely right, because if it were for everybody, it would be a lie.
Yeah.
Because there is absolutely nobody that has the same taste as everybody else.
No, and you know what? We've had people try our Love Rub, and they go, that's all right, but I prefer. Okay. Everybody's taste is different, because if not, it'd be a chocolate vanilla world.
I think for years of having been a caterer before this, mm-hmm. you need to be able to have that ability if somebody comes along and says, ooh, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
That it's okay. It's absolutely fine, because you're right. I have so many people who come up and they say, ooh, I don't like Chipotle. Well, you can't convince somebody who doesn't like Chipotle to like Chipotle. They don't like the smokiness of it.
They've had a bad experience with it, or, you know.
So, you know, if you don't like Hot Squeeze, fine. There's another sauce out there.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't know what you're
missing.
And then
you can turn them on to the Kraft 99¢ and say that's more your style.
But okay, now here's another reason that Hot Squeeze is great, because it can be your, because I said so, but it can be a barbecue sauce. It can be a condiment, so it can be, I call it adult ketchup, by the way.
Adult ketchup.
Yes, that's a good one.
It is. So, you know, you can use it as your adult ketchup. You can use it as to season food, so instead of a Worcestershire mm-hmm. or a Tabasco, throw some of this into your soups or your casseroles.
A whole different flavor profile.
Right, so, you know, in this one bottle, you get all those different things, whereas, you know, you might have to buy your barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
You might have to buy...
Well, you'll never be able to buy ours. Right. Not yet, anyway. Not at 600 cases or 500 cases.
And the other thing,
that ain't
too, is like she's saying, you know what? I like this barbecue sauce, but then I take some brown mustard and I add to it and some brown sugar and half a beer and da-da-da-da-da to get it the way I want it.
Right.
Whereas Hot Squeeze may be it.
Well, when Deep Pockets Genovese goes ahead and buys the first 500 cases of... Chef of the Fat Man barbecue sauce, we'll make sure you get some.
Oh, well, good. Thank you.
That's right.
Can't wait.
Yes.
Can't wait.
But anyway, we are Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, live at the Big Green Egg. We are with Sue Sullivan. We are with Emily Robinson. And we are talking food. We are talking recipes. Chef Fred has just finished up the stuffed grilled chicken breast, which we will go through all the steps. Sometimes we have to prepare it first and send it out there so we have time to cook and have plenty of time to bring it in and sample it before we're off the air. Not everything is going to work that way, because that's what makes radio so instantaneous. Now, Sue from Hot Squeeze, the first time on radio. Is this your first time on radio?
No, but it's the first time I've been on radio that I get to eat while I'm on radio.
Now, it's a whole lot different than sitting in a studio mm-hmm. or having someone talk to you on a microphone or a telephone. This is actually live, interactive. People actually come in. And this is why we are the only live radio cooking show in the world. It's the only one that goes out on location every week and actually literally cooks live while we're talking about the recipes and the interaction. From your perspective, since you are a, I guess you would say, a chef and a fat man virgin, this is your first time.
Or newbie. How about that? Yeah. That's techie.
Well, I'm just saying. Newbie, virgin, newbie. Whatever. Well, I try to be more philosophical.
Okay.
What is your experience like? Now we were honest about your sauce. Of course, we were honest because it was good, and you knew we were going to have to say it was good, so it's easy. Now, see, we don't put that terrible ponderous point on you. So now that you've had a chance to do this, what do you think?
What do I think about working with you guys?
Yeah, what do you think about the whole concept of the show?
Never do it again!
I have to say that this is really fun. I mean, I'm standing here watching this incredible food being prepared. People are walking in and out of the Big Green Egg store and coming up and looking at this food and wanting to taste the food. Emily, having met Emily over here, is great. I can't wait to connect with Emily off air. it's a great experience, and I think you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. The whole idea.
I can't wait to go home and try some Love Rub.
Yes, it is. It is a unique experience. You know, much like the ultimate cooking vessel, which is a Big Green Egg, we call it the ultimate cooking vessel and have for years because it's more than an egg. It's more than a grill. It's more than a smoker. It's like 10 different things. As a caterer, you know what salamanders are, you know, brick oven flavor, you know, circular cooking, convection style, all those things all in one egg. And if you try to build all those things and put them in your house or in your catering center or in your rental space, you know that it would cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. So when you get a price of $900, it's like, aren't you glad that the Big Green Egg was able to create all this for you for only $900? Only $900. People go, $900? I said, oh, God, aren't you thankful?
But I have a Big Green Egg at home, and I've had it for at least 10 years. They last. And I use it. I use it twice a week.
Easily.
You don't use it as much as, I mean, literally.
Well,
I mean, because you're traveling a ton.
I'm
promoting
traveling.
Hot Squeeze.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. But, you know, I was talking to my friend Dennis, and he's like, man, I tell you what, by another 2 weeks, I'm going to be out there. I'm like,
what have you been doing?
Why are you not? Why?
That's
he's
what
been
I wonder, too, why people are waiting till the warmer months to get out there.
You know, the other night, my wife cooked kielbasa and thighs and stuff on there. We did steaks the other night, which I have up on my Facebook. Mm-hmm. Some pictures of those blue cheese and horseradish encrusted ribeyes that were bone in. Oh, I'll have nice. You know, it was a 20-ounce I killed.
Yeah.
What was left over, we made a blackened ribeye Caesar salad last night for dinner.
Yum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, Hot Squeeze would be good on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we
didn't
have any. So.
You know?
Well, now you do.
There
you
go. So I have no excuse.
There we go. Absolutely. Now, if you wanted to get Hot Squeeze, where could you go? I could think of one place right now, right off the top of my head.
I got
excellent
two.
Place to go.
I've got a lot of places I can tell
yeah.
you. Yeah. First of all, it's on the shelf at Big Green Egg right here.
So you know the quality
so,
of Big
right.
Green Egg.
And then Cook's Warehouse. We talked about Cook's Warehouse earlier, and Orange Ginger Zing will be on those shelves very soon. Whole Foods, it's in a lot of your Whole Foods markets, not just in the Atlanta area, but up the East Coast, Florida. I have it in Food Lions. It's in Hannaford Brothers, which is a supermarket chain, Big Y, Stop and Shop.
Can they order it online at hotsqueeze.com?
Oh, no, not at Amazon.com.
Amazon.com, nice.
On Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Is it a Prime product?
It is a Prime product.
Well, no, Prime, if you go with Amazon Prime, that's where you pay Amazon like $60 a year, and then all the companies that Amazon is Prime with, there's no shipping charge, and they guarantee you get it in 2 days.
No, it's not a Prime product.
Okay.
It's a fine product. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, see, you learned something new here.
Thank you.
And
thank
for
you.
Those of you who buy a lot online, Amazon, that's the way to go. And if you happen to be a Prime member and you want it next day, they charge you $3 extra. That's it. So, I mean, it's a great deal.
Are you doing a lot of shopping on Amazon?
Yes. Yes. Anyway, my friends, that's where I got that camera. If it weren't for Amazon.com and B&H Photo, I would have paid $999 for a camera I paid $499 for. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about saving you money, building your waistline, and pounding on the calories, baby. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of Tucker, Georgia. Well, my friends, welcome back. Chef and a Fat Man live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center. And Chef Fred, you've already put the stuffed grilled chicken breast on the egg, but let's talk a little bit about what you did and how you did it.
Well, you know, we started off rendering off some bacon. and then some Italian sausage. Pig on pig.
Pig on pig.
Pig on
pig.
See,
rocks.
Now you were getting ready to poo-poo the Italian sausage. I saw it in your eye. You were about ready to go.
There is no way on earth I would poo-poo Italian sausage.
Okay, good.
Wouldn't
just
happen.
A little bit of garlic, some onion.
Irish sausage is better.
There's
anyway.
No such thing. Anyway.
There is in Ireland.
Well, they're the only ones.
Okay.
So we've got the bacon. We had the sausage. We added some panko breadcrumbs. Tighten it up a little bit. Some onion, garlic, red pepper flakes, salt, pepper. And then last minute, I hit it with a little bit of sherry.
You know her?
I do. We're friends.
Now, when you talk about these recipes, you notice how we're giving you generic. Well, basically because it's a cheap and shameless way to get you to come to our website 48 hours after you hear this show. And you can actually download the recipe yourself. And if we told you exactly how to do it,
you might wreck
your
car.
Might just say, you know what? I'll just write it down here. Then I don't have to go to the website.
Right,
but that's why we get over 70,000 hits a month, is because we force you to come to the site to get these incredible recipes. Now, you were using panko. Now, shock and wonderment that you weren't using the Vigo or whatever. I don't know.
Maybe you were doing the Leo breadcrumbs.
I don't know what it is. It's an easy thing. I don't know.
That's all right. You wouldn't understand.
Why wouldn't you use those?
Those are a wet breadcrumb.
Right.
When you grab them, you always feel like they're cold, even if they're not even in the refrigerator. Panko are dry, so they're going to help absorb and tighten up, which when you have a lot of liquid, it's called loose. So if you need to tighten something up, you can always go with the slurry of the cornstarch and such. But with the breadcrumbs, it's going to act as a binder, and it's going to suck up the extra juice, and then they become moist. When you use regular breadcrumbs, you know it's sometimes chewy and dry? That's why. Because it's just, they're there. And they've already been toasted and such, and they're dried out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you explained that to us.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that, but see, I wanted to share it with the audience, so the only way I could figure out how to do it was to ask you a question.
To throw the line.
Throw the line right out there.
And sinker.
That's right. You took the whole bait.
You know, after 9 years, I finally got it.
There
Amazing.
You go. Now, so you put all those together, you mix it up. Is there any cooking process other than the rendering of the
bacon and sausage? No, not really, except you're going to put it on the egg. You can pound this out, and the recipe that I'm going to put online, I'm going to tell you that it's pounded out.
Okay.
And all you do is you butterfly the chicken breast. You take the whole chicken breast.
Lay it on its side.
Lay it on its
flat side.
Flat side. Now, there's two sides.
Depending on your political persuasion, you can go the right side or the left side.
We're not going politics. We're staying out of that.
I'd stay on the right side.
Okay. You've got the chicken breast.
Yes.
You butterfly and open it up.
Right.
Then you use a mallet, not the one with the little teeth and such.
Right.
Use the flat mallet. If you don't have one, wine bottle works real well. Full is better. And then you can drink it later.
Yes.
And you just pound it out. Not so thin that it tears. In between some sheets of plastic wrap. And then you're going to take it and you're going to put the stuffing in there and roll it up kind of like a roulade. Fancy word. Chicken roulade is $14.95. Stuffed chicken breast is $9.95.
There you go, because you're roulading it.
You know, if we're catering. Oh, yeah. If you roulade, it's always more money.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
We're going to have this with a strawberry compote. Really? Yes, it's $12.95. But if you have the strawberry sauce, it's only $3.95.
I like those catering menus.
Exactly.
When you have no idea what
you're
talking
I love
about.
The way they explain it. Come on. It's a soup.
We're going to have it, but it's soup.
Yes, exactly.
I'm having a consommé.
No. Consommé is a lot more than a stock, mister.
Well, let me tell you something.
Hours.
In the grocery store, it's not.
No, whatever. Yeah, that's it. Okay. What is the main ingredient in making consommé? See if you know. It's also something on a boat.
Water.
No. Oh, you better not have water on your boat. You'll be sinking.
No, it's water. Well, you better be in the water or you're not going anywhere.
No, okay, outside of that.
All right.
Something you should have in your boat.
An anchor?
A raft. That's the main ingredient making consommé.
A raft.
That is particulate of eggshell, egg white, and ground force meat, like chicken or whatever the consommé is. You bind that up. You put it into the cold stock, and as it starts to warm, that raft rises to the top, and it brings all the impurities up to the top. Then the way we did it in school, and one of the easier ways that a chef told me was, you take tubing, and you create a small pocket in the middle. You put the tubing in there, and then you siphon it through a double strainer with cheesecloth, and that's how you end up with consommé. So there's a lot of work to it.
Or
no one's going to make consommé today, are they?
No.
Or thank you very much. Or I'll go in and buy a can of consommé. Of boy, our producer's aggravated today.
She's tired of the consommé.
Yeah, no, but the consommé thing, real simple. Swans make it for.
So anyway,
$1.99
so
a can.
Then all we did, we've got on the big green egg.
Okay.
Because the other cooking recipes I did today with the mushrooms and such, they were done in cast iron. I'm on indirect heat. So they're not going to get the natural char, which is fine.
You don't necessarily need that.
Well, what I was thinking about doing now is I was going to go take some hot squeeze and lay on right at the last minute and get that nice glazy type finish.
Ooh, so you want the glazy but not the charry glaze.
Exactly. Right. And that's why we're going to go with indirect heat. And like we were talking earlier, if you do this too early, the natural inherent sugars that are in it are going to burn. But in direct heat, you don't get the direct flame, so you don't get as much char on that.
And you know the way to know when you go to a friend's house if they have a big green egg is don't ever go out there. Just wait till they bring the chicken thighs in with the barbecue sauce on it. If it's black as coal, then you know they've got a regular charcoal. If you see them walking back and forth with a spray bottle, you know they have a regular charcoal grill or a gas grill.
Or B, yes. Or C, if they come back in and it's black as charcoal, they put the cheap barbecue sauce on way too early and didn't bother to use hot squeeze.
And you know what they tell you? Oh, I love it this way, don't you? How many times
no,
have you heard
No, if I wanted to eat this, I'd just go to my fireplace and get a spoonful of ash and have at it.
Stuffed grilled chicken breast, this is something easily you can do in what? Outside of cooking time, you're talking about 15 minutes.
15, 20 minutes on the egg. Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to give people, you mentioned that if it's full, did you know that if you leave the wine in the bottle's heavier? Just want to pass it around just in case? Now.
Hello? NASA? Yeah, for Kevin Jenkins? Hold on, please.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Rocket Engineering Division? Now, here's the thing to remember, too. We always tell people if you're going to cook with wine, always cook with the wine that you would drink. Don't cook with the cheap stuff and serve the good stuff.
Yeah, and don't ever beat your meat with wine you wouldn't cook with either.
That's right.
If you're going to pound out the meat.
That's right.
You don't use a cheap bottle to do that.
You now, see, this is where I was going to step in as a blue-collar guy and say TJ Swan is just as easy to beat the meat with as a bottle of Chateau Lafite Rothschild 57.
Let me tell you, if you're killing the meat with that 57, you have got more money than you do at Sam's.
Then you must be Sue Sullivan. She is the owner of Hot Squeeze Barbecue Sauce. I call it sauce. And she, hey, Miss Jody, she is like the goddess of the big green egg. Hello, goddess. That is what we call affectionately a sucking up. Beautifully
permanent
done.
Permanent pucker.
But anyway, if you're Sue Sullivan, then money is no object. A bottle of 57 Rothschild
exactly.
is easy to beat it up.
I mean, that's right up there with 600 cases of Hot Squeeze.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, my friends, so this recipe, now when you're cooking at Chef Fred, you're cooking 350 indirect?
347, we'll use Mike Stock's analogy.
That's
yeah.
right.
You know, and like I said, if it's rolled out, a few minutes, little olive oil on there, let it go, it's done, take it off. We're going to put the Hot Squeeze on at last minute. I'm going to go out and check it in just a second. We're at about the four-minute mark.
Yep.
So I'm going to go out there and check that now. Put a little hot squeeze on, and then just start ramping it down, because the last recipe is done inside in cast iron.
Yes, because the last recipe for the last segment is most apropos. It's dessert. Now, I got to tell you, this is one that kind of shocks me. This is the one that I'm going to have, like, Eric's PB&J. What did he make? A PB&J something.
Whatever.
Yeah. This is going to be a strawberry cheesecake quesadilla.
See, Emily was all about it.
Well, I know, but did you see the desserts on her
it's
Facebook.
Nothing like good. It's got a little powdered sugar, and that's about the extent.
Oh,
but
not
no,
that
no,
Sunday
no, but the one I'm doing.
About. Okay.
But think about it. It's cheesecake. You can do a million. You take cheese, strawberry cheesecake, and you make ice cream out of it. You killed my apple pie ice cream.
Okay.
You and Eric each killed a quart.
And the
but
pumpkin.
Who's counting? The pumpkin, I mean, sorry.
Yes.
So what if I were to take a cheesecake and make ice strawberry cheesecake? Same thing.
Well,
different
that's
application.
Because it's ice cream.
Okay, what do you like quesadilla?
Can you put tomatillo sauce on it?
No, but we
okay,
can put a little bit
good.
Of orange zing on it.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out if hot squeeze works on it.
I bet it does.
You will get an answer. May not be the answer anybody wants to hear, but that's okay. Anyway, Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, we're always edgy. We're always taking you to the limit. We are testing and checking your culinary skills because, quite frankly, my friends, if you don't want to have fun with cooking, then I suggest you listen to another radio show. Because, I mean, there's all kinds of cooking shows out there that don't cook. They'll talk about food, and you can listen to them go on ad nauseum about all the different things you can do. And you know what? If that's what you like, if you like to find out how to make a consomme, great. You may hear about it here accidentally. We don't plan on making that kind of stuff because we are blue-collar guys. We are like the 95% of the great unwashed, the people who go to work every day and try and try and try to make a living. So we are the guys that are there to support you so that when you come home at the end of a grueling 10 to 12-hour day, of which 8 hours has been on 400 or 285, you come home and you're like, oh, man, I don't want to spend hours in the kitchen. And I'm tired of going out to all the cheap places to eat. So what can I do? I know the light bulb goes off. We'll go to Chef and the Fat Man. They've got the answers because they are us. We are blue-collar collar chefs. We are the guys and gals of this organization that are there for you, the 95%. And here's another thing. People ask me all the time, what is your cooking? What do you call it? I'm trying to get it paid for and bought and trademarked and everything else. It's cupboard cooking. That's what we do. 95% of everything we do on the show, you can go up in the cupboard and get it. If not, you can go to Big Green Egg and get it. And if you can't get it at Big Green Egg or the cupboard, you probably don't want to cook with it on our show. Isn't that true, Chef Red? I mean, you can get everything at Publix.
You can get everything at Publix.
Right off the store.
Big Green Egg's got everything else, too. So everything is there. You know, rarely, unless it's a special guest or something, you're not going to see me going out and getting truffles.
Please.
Truffles are a wonderful thing, but I'm also not paying for them either. But
you need to get somebody on the show to bring in those truffles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there is a place up in Tennessee I'm working on already as we speak.
Nice.
A truffle farm that's actually doing a school.
Nice.
And so we're working on going up there for a field trip.
Do they have truffle pigs?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Pigs eat the truffles.
Oh.
And then you eat the pig. And you get a truffly pig.
Yeah, but let me tell you, $49.99 a pound for truffle bacon is quite expensive, my friend.
Well, one thing is for certain. When I said that we couldn't get it at Publix, who goes, you can't get that at Publix? I said, or the Big Green Egg.
That's
retail
right.
center.
Right.
You can get it here. Well, you can't get the Zing anywhere yet because it isn't on the markets, but it's here. Right here on Chef of the Fan Band at Blue Collar Chefs, we had the first try. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life with the ultimate
cooking vessel.
Chef of the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Welcome back, my friends. Yes, Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs wrapping up another exciting culinary journey down the road to excellence. The only place in the world where you can actually hear live cooking being done as the recipes are being explained. Always bringing up and dredging up questions that you would never get just talking about a recipe. You know, Chef Fred, I think that's really the key to what we do. Plus, when things don't turn out well, we can say, unlike a lot of shows,
yeah.
Have you ever seen these shows where everybody cooks and they go, oh, man, this is wonderful. And you just know it can't be. And you just know that everybody standing there is going, oh, my goodness. Here on Chef and the Fan Man, if it doesn't work, what do we say, Fred?
This is the best thing ever.
No, we don't.
No,
please.
Actually, we don't. Remember we did the one in North Georgia at the winery?
Yes.
And I was making an onion relish, and I was letting it reduce down. A whole bottle of wine reduced down for, like, till the last segment. And the next thing you hear on air was, I hit the side of the pan, and it went all on the concrete floor. Lost the entire relish.
And here's what's amazing. We found out.
And the bottle of wine.
Well, see, now, there you go. Your priorities are your priorities. But here's what happened. They found out that we were using vinegar. And vinegar, when it's put into the air, airborne vinegar, destroys wine. And we did not know that. And he goes, oh, my God, you were cooking where my casks are being stored. We could have lost 40 barrels of 8-year-old wine that they had been sitting there because of vinegar. But nobody knew it. So we're like, well, we've still got two more segments. Not in here, you don't. And we moved out. Fortunately, we never heard. Of course, we would probably never hear.
We were never invited back.
Were you invited back?
Either.
No.
It's the only place that never got back on the horn. But what's really unique about this show is every single place we've been, every single place we've gone, they've always, always invited us back. And that's very unusual because we're not normal. Certainly not. In fact, Chef Fred's first name is Abby.
Abby?
Normal.
No.
But.
You stole that line.
I did. But
she
I admit
steals
it.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, why not? But anyway, my friends, Chef Red has promised us a dessert that I, quite frankly,
well, how was the chicken?
The chicken was amazing.
And the chicken was even better with the...
Yes, it was. I hate to say it.
I mean...
Why do you hate to say it?
Yeah, I do, because now she's going to get a big head and say, Fat Man approved. I can see the marketing coming out now. Fat Man said this is best. Fat Man said this is the best. And see, I like to be a little more persnickety than that.
Oh.
You persnickety?
Well.
You'll drink a 5-week-old Bud Light, don't lie.
Only if there's no 6-week-old Bud Light.
That's right.
Anyway, it's awesome, right. And the sauce is amazing. Okay, now, we're going to do something here, my friends. Now, I know when you hear this, you're going to say, what?
No, they're not. You said it, so you think everybody else will, too.
Of us are salivating over
Thank
here.
You.
Oh,
you
please.
Know what? Ladies, you're invited back anytime.
Well, here it is. Strawberry cheesecake quesadillas. Well, I guess you
what
can quesadilla
with that?
Anything.
You can quesadilla anything, Kevin.
Well, I just said.
Okay, then. So, to the top of the quesadilla.
Now, tell them what you did.
Okay, some strawberry jam. You can use fresh strawberries if you want to. The jam, I think, is quicker and easier.
Oh, really?
Cream cheese.
Oh, you have... I'll never buy store-bought prepared stuff.
No, I did not say that.
You always say that. Exactly that way, too.
Oh, we can go back through the tapes of 9 years and you'll prove you wrong. Look, she's yelling at us again. What?
You
guys are bickering. Stop bickering.
God, I'm telling you.
Anyway.
I hear the N-word coming out.
Then we just... Nag, 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 nag. Then, just like any other quesadilla, mm-hmm. you got to have flour tortilla. And we took the sour cream, the cream cheese at room temp,
okay.
and mixed in the strawberry jam. A good one. You could use orange. You could use
Smuckers.
For the kids. Yeah, absolutely. Smuckers is a good one. And then in cast iron, a little bit of butter. Just make quesadilla like you would normally. Fold it in half. Let it get light, toasty brown, and then flip it over.
Now, do you know what would be a great thing to do, too? You could do that out on the egg, and it would be awesome.
Well, you could, and the thing about it is, though, you're going to have to be quick with the egg. And leaving the egg open for that long, you're going to get heat buildup.
Yep.
So you got to do it quick.
You got to do it quick, but could you imagine if you got just a touch of the natural wood smoke?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, you think you're out in the woods.
One's
it
done.
It almost looks
That's
like
you.
A crepe.
That's
All
you.
All right, I'll try it.
Yeah. You try
right,
it first.
Now, powdered sugar's a nice touch.
Yeah, see?
Hey, wait. I think you're missing something.
No, let him try it first.
Okay.
I'm right there with you. Settle down.
Okay.
Good Lord. You know, we get guests on. They get, yeah, try.
You have powdered sugar all over your face.
I know.
So,
okay.
A little bit of the orange ginger zing.
I could see many people would love this.
But not you.
Oh.
Okay, so if Chef Alain were to serve you something like this, you would do an all over it.
No. I would have said, oh, a lot of people would love this, Chef.
And the back
no, it's interesting. It's just...
Texture. It's a texture thing. That's what it is with you. It's too soft.
No, I'll tell you what. The more you eat it, the more you like it. The first initial taste left me a little, you know, eh.
Why?
But the more... it's because... the sharpness of the, you know, a cheesecake is not the cheese. The cream cheese is softened. It's softened with a little vanilla. It's not as harsh. This is very harsh, and because
of what?
In the sense that you're getting the more essence of the pure cream cheese.
Okay.
And so if it had been
so
softened
it's
with
more
a little,
like a dense New York type cream cheese.
That's exactly right. It's a little too harsh for my taste.
Okay.
But and then the ginger gives it a different flavor profile. But it doesn't make me like it any different. It doesn't make me not like it any different.
But
it's kind of leaves me neutral.
Now, the orange wasn't in there. The orange comes from the hot squeeze orange ginger zing.
Yeah.
So don't, you know, and we'll put that on there on the website when we get the recipes together, what this tastes like. And there, Sue, try some, please.
Okay.
But see, I was kind of like, when you said the New York style cheesecake, it does tend to be harsher.
Yeah.
And it tends to be less vanilla extract in it.
Because it's denser, that's why.
And this is very loose. And yet maintains that high, intense cheese flavor that I don't like. And that's why it left me. Now, I would suggest that might help people like me is if you were to add a little vanilla extract to it, like a cheesecake. I think that would soften it up a little bit and not be as harsh. And I think that might be something to experiment with. But you know what? I'll tell you, 90% of people that eat that will say, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It is good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
You know, it's just, it's a little different takeoff, and I see what you're saying. We could definitely thicken that cream cheese up a little bit, maybe not quite.
Now, what would you do to thicken it?
Maybe double the cream cheese to the amount of strawberry in there. Very simple. Or just take a strawberry cheesecake, mash it up.
You know, that's what I was thinking. Now, I'll tell you what, if you took one of your favorite cheesecakes, mashed it up, put it in there, and did it the same way, that would probably be very good to me.
But you
got
to remember, as soon as you start applying heat, that all kind of liquefies. That kind of goes back to the liquidification.
And
that
word? Yeah, liquidification.
Like marination.
It is now.
It is, thank you.
You know,
marination.
This is something kids can make this.
Yeah, yes,
you
very much
as
so.
Put peanut
as
butter in there. There's
make,
another thickener. Put peanut butter in there.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut
Ooh,
butter and jelly quesadilla.
Yeah.
I mean,
how
simple.
Peanut butter and cream cheese.
Peanut butter and cream cheese, yeah. I mean, there's a lot you can do.
But what's great about this recipe is it's open to so much interpretation. You can take this recipe and take it in 50 million directions, and it'll still be great. And like Sue said, it's very kid-friendly, so they can get involved, get their hands into it. And, you know, and I'll tell you what, it's also great if you're having people over to the house and you want to throw something together real quick. Here, make up your own quesadilla, and lay out the toppings, mm-hmm. and let them create, and just put, like you said, the peanut butter, the strawberry, the
chocolate
cheese.
Chips.
Or.
This is a great kids' party.
Or you could do mint chocolate. Yeah. Because today would be most appropriate since it's National Chocolate Mint Day. And I'm telling you, my friends, Chef and the Fat Man, we're always on the cutting edge of everything that is culinary. We are there to make your life. And see, we don't kid around. We tell you exactly if it's good or not good. And our palates are very diverse. If all of us like it, you know it's going to rock. You know you're going to have a wow factor of
10.
Why?
Each and every time you're going to try this recipe, you're going to say,
wow, at
ten
least
times.
10 times. And your guests will too, my friends. That's what we do here on Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. And as always, just like a salami, this show has one end, and then the other end. The other end is coming. It is that time to say thank you. Thank you to Sue Sullivan, our special guest from Hot Squeeze. She was, she was very honest, very straightforward, and she's got a great sauce, which we think you can come to the Big Green Egg and get it. You can go to Cook's Warehouse, or you go to any Whole Foods has it. I mean, there's a lot
Amazon.
Of places you could go.
Amazon,
there you go. And if you're a Prime member, you're tough luck. You got to pay the shipping. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Thanks.
And we also like to thank Emily, our lovely Emily Robinson, as her input. She today was a videographer. We're going to take some new pictures of our new video camera, 1080 high def. And she is the first one to really work with it. And she had no experience with it. And she's already like a movie producer. And to our producer for keeping us on air and on time, Linda, the I got this many fingers and you better keep moving, Genovese. To the keeper of the dial, she who must be obeyed, Karen Jenkins. And, of course, to the Goomba of goodies, a gargantuan of delicious, executive chef Fred Genovese. And to Terry. And to Stacy. And to Jody, who's in the house today. Poor Jody. You know, the higher she climbs up the food chain, the more time she has to spend in here. Although, if you got to spend time anywhere, the Big Green Egg is a great place to spend the time.
I'm thinking.
And to the whole crew, Miss Brenda, the lady in green, we thank you so much for being here. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as we do each and every week, to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons we continue to enjoy the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
And if you don't believe it, ask the people in Egypt today. Before we extinguish the flames of the mobile kitchens of Chef and the Fat Man, we please, please, please remind you to remember our friends in New Orleans. Come down there for Mardi Gras. Come down there for French Quarter Fest. Or just go down there and take the family and have some fun. Because New Orleans is there with their arms wide open. And they are bigger, badder, better, and less smellier than they ever were before. And most importantly, they want you back. And they really, really show you how much they appreciate it. And, of course, New Orleans is the place we will be. The next time you hear us live, it will be from Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Till next week, everyone, we thank you for tuning in. Be safe, and please, please, please keep your dials right here on News Talk 1160, Talk of the Town. And remember, my friends, we've added another adventure to Chef and the Fat Man. We're going to be at the North Georgia Green Egg Festival in Hiawassee. It is the second to the last weekend, I believe, before Memorial Day. Hope you will join us there. Till next week, everyone, we appreciate you tuning in. Stay right here on 1160, The Talk of the Town. God bless everyone, and we'll see you next week.